This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello, hello. What's the story?
Hello.
Now tell us what really goes on the stag. Callum, tell me everything.
I had a great time.
Sorry, can I really quickly interject? Have you ever been to stag?
No, never. What's going on with your microphone?
My mic's not on, that's why.
Oh, weird. Sorry.
There we go.
Sorry.
I had a great time. This was my first... No, it was my second stag.
Oh, I have been on a stag. I've been to Colin's stag. You know Colin in the office.
I was at that stag.
Yeah, you were at that stag.
I was at a stag before I was at a hen. It was our Colin's. Yeah.
Women don't really go to stags.
No, it was Colin's stag. And he doesn't drink, so he wanted to do board games and stuff like that. So we rented out some place somewhere.
In Blessington, I think. And we did this great challenge. We went out in a lake and had to start a fire. Do you know one of those situations?
Team? Like team bonding.
Oh, it was great crack. Yeah, sorry.
Sounds like forced fun that we would do
at
work.
Yeah, that's what it was.
So yeah, this was my third stag, but the second stag that I was meant to go to, I didn't go to. Do you remember that one? That was the one that I slept in for.
Yes, the one in Germany.
Hamburg, yeah. Hamburg. So my first stag was in a Butlins, which is like a family holiday park. Kind of fun.
That's kind of random for the stag, isn't it?
Yeah, he really wanted to go, and it was one of those 90s takeover weekends where like the Vanga boys play.
This sounds awful.
So was it lit, or was it just like you and 7-year-old girls?
No, it was adults only.
Right, okay.
It would have been weird if
was it like a kid's like, woo!
Yeah, no, and it's kind of, it is catered to the older end of the demographic for them. So it would be, there would be a lot of stags and hens and stuff. But this was my first stag abroad. And when I feel like I had to apologize for being British the amount of times, it was just like, if you could think of what Brexit stood for, it was like I was surrounded by those people.
Really?
As in, the guys aren't Brexit heads, and they're all
they're English.
Yeah, it's just very, it's lads.
Come
football,
on, you lads.
Banter.
Yeah,
strip clubs. Yeah, and it's just, it's not my
scene. The opposite
scene
to you.
Yeah, and I feel so, like, I was happy because there was 16 of us there, and I would say that there was 8 of us from school. So I was happy that there was a good chunk of people.
That you knew well, yeah.
Yeah, because outside of like doing stag stuff, you could chat about like what you haven't seen them in ages and reminisce about old times.
You could literally actually go for a quiet pint.
Yeah. Okay. And there was one point, it was so funny because my friend, so we had this whole apartment together, and there was all 16 of us in there.
Really was an estate.
It actually wasn't too bad.
Right. Okay.
We were all very well behaved. But so I was sharing with my friend Matt, and he, was taking some pictures on his Insta story, and my girlfriend Jess was like, oh, Callum's not in any of these. Where is he? And Matt was like, he's gone for his afternoon siesta. So on Sunday, we went go-karting in the morning and we had a bar crawl in the evening.
Very good.
So I was like, right. We all went into town after the go-karting for a bit of lunch and everything. It was about 4 in the afternoon and the bar crawl wasn't until 9. So we'd had our lunch and they were all moving on to another bar, and I did the Irish goodbye. I didn't tell anyone where I was going. I was just like, I'll just slip out right now. And I did a little bit of solo sightseeing around Lisbon. I was just wandering around.
In the night?
In the afternoon. Did a bit of solo sightseeing, wandering around. I was like, oh, this is a bit of me now. And I went to the apartment. I had 3 hours sleep.
Class.
And I was fighting fit for the evening. But Jess was just like, of course he went for a nap.
Of course he, yeah.
I brought back some pastel de natas.
Pastel de natas.
Do you like those? Have you had them before?
They're
custard tart.
Yeah, the custard tart. I've never had one.
Ah, well, do you want one?
Yeah, go on. I hear everyone talking about these in Lisbon.
Yeah, they were in the airport. They were 6 for €12.
Oh,
so
very good.
Too bad.
It's all right.
Are they not something you need to eat like immediately?
They're not refrigerated.
Okay,
they've been on my desk since I got here.
Thank you,
lads. I love Lisbon.
I'll run and get them.
Go and get them.
Thanks, Callum. Have you been to Lisbon before?
Yeah, I've been on, and we scootered around, and I fell off the scooter twice because it was in the rain. God, I love Lisbon.
It's class.
So
beautiful
good
city. Very hilly. You get your steps
very hilly
pretty quickly. Yeah, or not your steps, your heart rate. I mean,
very very hilly. Ooh, thank
Ooh.
You. I have never had one of these.
What are they, guys?
They're custard tarts. Everyone in Lisbon like swears by them.
Oh yeah.
And I was meant to have one. Are they supposed to be warm? No.
I just don't want to touch anything because I don't want to make you germy.
They're not meant to be warm, are they, Callum?
I don't think so.
I'm going to just go for it. Thanks, Callum.
One warm, the other while I was there.
Oh, my God.
So oh, my God.
They're sexy.
That's unbelievable.
Wow.
Because when you hear custard, you think...
You don't think that. Right.
No, there's a vanilla-y kind of sweetness to them.
Wow, they're beautiful.
They're phenomenal.
It doesn't taste like custard.
Oh.
What's the brown bit on top?
I don't know.
It's just caramelization. They just burn it.
Christ, sorry. No, we're just eating. We need to get yourself one of these. They're not sold in Ireland then.
They are, you know, next to the International Bar, there's a place called Lisboa.
Oh, my God.
Restaurant. They got them in there.
Do they?
And you get 10% off if you tell them you work here.
What? Why? Yeah.
I don't know. They just did a deal.
So there you go. Listen, go tell them you work here.
Yes, you work for Bauer Media Audio Ireland.
You're a radio presenter with Spin 103 or Today FM. You take your pick. Noobs talk. And you say, give me one of them.
I'm really shocked at how much I like this.
You really, so really brightened my day with this, Colin.
The place that where we had breakfast, these were $1.35. I had two that morning and I would have eaten like 70.
It's like their donuts, isn't it?
That's so good.
It's unreal. Okay, bye.
Okay, see you later.
No treats for any other podcast intro now.
Damn. Go. Wake up. Wake up. Let's go. Wake up. It's a new day. Wake up. Full spins, fully charged. Every day. We're spins. Let's go. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. What's happening? This is Wednesday.
Yeah.
Now, last week was ridiculous, but this week I will say is flying.
It's moving.
It's moving.
There's a bit of movement there.
And I appreciate that.
There is no doubt about that. I'm 7 days today will be my seventh day with my new pup. And
oh, congratulations.
Thanks
one
very
week,
much.
1 week anniversary.
1 week anniversary of me and my dog, Seamus. And all going well. And in fairness, he's never even really attempted the stairs in the house, which is good because I thought, like, what do I have to do to block the stairs? He can't be going up there.
Yeah.
Especially before he's toilet trained properly. So yesterday I was in the house and I was feeling a bit mad. Just feeling a bit wild.
Go on, you mad thing. What you
and
do?
I said, do you want to go for a look upstairs, Sham? Are we going for a little? We go for a little. We go for a little look, Shamey. We go for a look.
Is you call him Sham because he's Shamey?
Yeah,
Seamus.
Sounds like call him Sham. Yeah,
that's very cute.
I know.
I love
come
it.
On, Sham. So I picked Seamus up and I brought him up the stairs and I was like, look in here, look, that's a bed. They look cool, don't they?
My favourite thing in the world is the TikToks where it's like showing my dog the things he's never seen before and it's like the top of the fridge.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, top cool. of the fridge or it's just like, I don't know, it'd be like, yeah, the attic or something.
Right, yeah. I never knew there were TikToks about it, but I get the excitement. He was like, oh my. Like if he could talk, he would have said, oh my God.
Oh yeah, you have a little south sweater now, don't you?
Well, he's got a Waterford
Bridge.
Anyway, so that was grand. So I literally, when I say, I grab my toothbrush, I put toothpaste on the toothbrush and I left him unsupervised for the time that took, 15 seconds. And I came back in and I sat down beside him and I was like, look at this, he's brushing my teeth. Put the toothbrush back, brought the dog back downstairs. That was fine. No bother. Got in last night, walked into my room, turned the light on. Didn't cop that in the 15 seconds I'd gone, he decided to take a massive wee all over my bed.
No!
Last night, at about 10:45, I stripped the bed, stripped the mattress protector, flipped the mattress.
No!
Yeah, and there's so much washing of blankets in my house at the moment, I've never done so much washing because I'm washing up after him all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, of course.
That I slept last night under a sleeping bag.
Oh my God.
That was last exposed at Electric Picnic 2024. So it was grim to say the very least.
Oh my God, what is your life?
And that's the end. He's never seen the room again. 15 seconds.
Why did you leave him?
I was a cute explorer there in the brand. 15 seconds without me and he decides to cock the leg up.
Yeah, he's marking the territory.
I know, yeah. Mine! Right, it's 7:05. You're on Spin. It's Em and Dave. Good morning.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Spin, you're with Em and Dave. Good morning.
Good morning. So the White Lotus is back. You can stream it with a Now Entertainment membership. I watched the first episode 2 nights ago.
Are you saying it's a weekly update? You can't
it's a weekly
binge
thing,
it?
Yeah. Okay, you can't binge it, which I think is a first for the White Lotus. I feel like that hasn't been a thing before.
I just remember being like, oh my God, I'm obsessed with this, cancel all my plans.
Exactly, and like watching the whole thing.
Yeah,
and I'm pretty sure that was when it was just out. So they're doing something a little bit different this time. Where
it creates more talkability, I suppose, doesn't it? Because it keeps people like otherwise you'd binge it and then it's over. Where you get like weeks and weeks and weeks to talk about it.
Yeah, I agree. It probably is doing for that reason because there is a lot of talkability around each episode. But anyway, so they're doing a little bit differently this year, and I feel like that's the way TV shows are going to start going, which I'm worried about because I do love a binge. Anyway, White Lotus. It came out, season 3, episode 1. It was fantastic. I actually really, really liked it. But the thing about The White Lotus is the theme tune is quite iconic. The theme tune sounds like this.
It's class. Do you remember there was a DJ, some DJ when the last season was huge 2 years ago in Ibiza?
Yeah.
Who remixed it.
Yeah,
it
yeah, I do like remember that. Unreal. So season 3 arrived there on Sunday/Monday.
Don't tell me they've messed with it.
They've changed it completely.
Oh, no. What?
Not messed with it. Like, it's still like the same. They're still going for the same kind of thing, but it's completely different. And it sounds weird, and I don't like it. It sounds like this.
Nah.
I know. Like, why?
I'm actually a bit upset about
it. It was
that.
So iconic.
There was no need for that whatsoever.
No, I
That's
agree.
That's silly now, carry on.
No. I don't know why they do it, maybe for talkability. Maybe episode 2 of season 3 will be back to normal. I'm
yes,
not entirely
be
sure.
Yes, smart, actually.
But I'm not a big, massive fan of it. And I've realised that that's not the only time that that's happened. Like, it has happened with TV shows in the past where they have the most iconic theme song and then completely change it midway through.
Do you remember? I don't think you were a Home and Away boy growing up, but I was, and that was my life. And they used to change that every 6 months. You'd just be like,
did they?
You and I belonged. And then it would be like, you and I. And it's like, what? It was lovely.
I thought it was always Home and Away.
But then they'd have different variations, different singers. Same song, different vibe.
Okay,
interesting.
Sometimes
more upbeat,
well,
the rest.
The Scrubs had one of the most iconic theme tunes of all time. It sounded like this. I can't do this all on my own. Superman. Really nice. And this was the iconic bit. I'm no Superman. That's the iconic bit. It was great.
I didn't watch Scrubs and I know that.
Yeah, I was the same. I didn't watch it either until, I don't even know if people know this, but one of the later seasons, they changed it and it's a little bit too family friendly and I don't like it. Have a listen. I can't do this all on my
own. No, I know I'm no Superman. There's no need to
It's
start.
A bit like...
It's not
Aren't we all family and friends?
It's a team shoot.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I didn't really like it. Now, I know you're not going to be a big fan of this one. You will of the first clip that I'll play you, which is New Girl, the team tune. Mm. Hey, girl, what you doing? Hey, girl, where are you going? That girl, Emma. It's Jess. Very good. Very, very good. Until, like, I want to say season 4, and it, for some reason, this is the theme tune.
Yeah, they completely killed us.
It sounds like, you know, in between scenes in Disney Channel where Hannah Montana will go, yeah, 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 yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Something like that. Well, that wasn't Hannah Montana. I'm pretty sure that was someone else. I think I'm pretty sure that was Samantha Mumba, actually, that I just sang. But it sounds like The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody or something between it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, I thought it was bizarre.
Give it what it deserves. You make me sit through 17 seconds of that iconicness at the beginning.
And then lastly, I want to show you this because I didn't know this until this morning. We all know the Friends theme tune. It sounds like this. No one told you. That is the Rembrandts and I'll Be There For You, the iconic Friends theme tune. Did you know that it was a completely different song for the pilot? I did not know this, but it's R.E.M. and Shiny People. Shiny. That is a fantastic tune, Shiny Happy People by R.E.M.
No clue.
Yeah, I didn't know that either, but that was changed. It was like, if you go back to Netflix now and watch episode 1, it will be the Rembrandts.
Right.
But when they originally started, they were like, right, this is the theme tune for Friends. And then episode 2, they were like, no, let's change that.
I say, who's the singer of Shiny Happy People?
Oh, I don't know, actually. It's R.E.M., but I don't know who the actual...
Imagine the amount of money they would have made if that stuck by for all of the seasons.
I wonder if they like had some sort of contract where they got paid for a good season of it. Do you know what I mean?
Fair, yeah.
And then they were just like, actually, no, take that away.
Yeah, fair.
So that's pretty grim. So that's R.E.M. and Shiny Happy People. Very good tune. I would have liked it, but Rembrandts is too, it's more upbeat.
Too iconic.
More,
yeah. That's why I think what White Lotus have done is kill that, because they actually had the banger from the get-go.
Yeah.
Don't go change it now. It was
why?
Perfect.
When people love it.
Yes.
Silly, silly, silly.
Silly people. It spins fully charged, recharged. Went off to the Olympia last night, first time in forever I went to a gig.
Been a while since you were at a gig, yeah.
Massively, and I am utterly now obsessed, as in forget about it, I'm gone. This is like Dermot Kennedy levels of obsessed.
Oh really?
I'm that obsessed with Miles Smith. Miles Smith is absolutely unbelievable.
I like his name.
It's a great name. If you don't know who Miles Smith is, here's a clip of his really well known song.
He
is just absolutely beautiful.
I didn't even know he was playing last night. That's that's brilliant.
Gig was completely sold out, as
that's
you can
fantastic.
Imagine. It was packed. And he's from London, and honestly, if his back catalogue is anything to go by, we're in for a total treat with
really?
Whatever comes next. Yeah, like he's got utter bangers that we'd never heard of before.
Class.
Kind of say. Anyway, during this... it's so embarrassing. During this one particular moment during the gig, right?
Yeah.
He said, guys, for the next few minutes, I'm going to sing a song and I'm actually going to ask for like no sound. Like I'd love to be able to hear a pin drop as I perform the song.
Okay.
I was like, cool, okay. So, something meaningful going to happen here, I guess. So he starts telling the story and it was really deep. Like he was talking about his dad and how his dad left when he was 13 and like him and his brother's relationship. And it was really emotional, like about how they want to be different as fathers when their time comes and a conversation that they had. And he'd like, oh geez, like people were like, wow, like
all
really
right, roll
beautiful.
Out for a fun night here, Miles. Come on.
But during one point during the, you know me now when I get emotional, like in a...
Oh, I do, yeah.
Yeah, so as he was telling the story...
Did you do a little, wow?
Yeah, I did.
Do I know you so well or what?
And I swear to God, this is where it gets worse. Someone goes, Emma...
For God's sake, Emma.
Now, I have no idea if that was someone who listens to the show who saw me or some other person was just being shouted at called Emma. Well, I have never felt shame like it. I was so embarrassed that even this morning I could start crying about it. Either someone who, and again, this sounds so cocky to say, but either someone copped me and said, ah, Emma, as in don't be, he's trying to tell the story, don't be whooping. Or... by utter coincidence, as the place was in utter silence listening to the story, and I was like, woo!
Yeah, I really hate when you do the woo.
I showed you all up. I'd like to apologise to the show. I'd like to apologise to the radio station.
And it won't be the last time she does it.
No.
It won't be. It's
no,
at every concert, at every day. Woo! And you're like, oh, Emma, stop.
Woo!
Stop, Emma. Stop.
Beautiful!
And no one else does
stunning.
A thing.
So honest. So brilliant. Such raw talent on this stage. Woo! We are blessed in the company of this person on stage.
Oh, I love you to bits, but I hate you so much.
I get it.
Much.
I know. And I actually hate myself a lot of the time as well. Literally. Woo! Emma. I was like, I don't know who said that, but I'm sorry. I'm sorry to Miles Smith. I'm sorry to the Olympia Theatre. I'm sorry to Spin 1038. I'm sorry to Dave.
Thank you.
You know, we're trying to do a good thing here.
I forgive
you. Apologise to you as well. Apologise to everyone who was at the event last night. I ruined the moment for everyone. And I'm going to have to move on now.
Wonderful. Spins fully charged. Recharged.
Listened to that song about 8 times on repeat yesterday and consider me obsessed.
Oomph.
Took a while. I really love it now. SZA and BMF on Spin with Emma, Dave and Ash. Emma and Dave.
Emma and Dave, but no one else, and there never was anyone else. Listen, we were just talking about Emma being at Miles Smith last night at a concert in the 3 Olympia, and he did a little bit of an emotional speech, didn't he? Where he decided to turn and he said, hey lads, I'm going to just do this song and I'll tell you a story, and it's quite an emotional story, and we're going to keep it quiet while I sing the song, if that's okay with you.
Mm.
And Emma, in the middle of it, went, whoa! And someone in the crowd went, Emma. Which was probably mortifying for you.
Mortifying.
We just need, there's something we need to clear up as well about this night at the 3 Olympia, because probably your last night at the 3 Olympia, let's be real. Someone texted in on 0877 11103. Did Emma fall last night on her way out?
Oh, for God's sake.
Did you fall last night?
This sounds terrible now, and it's not what you think. I did trip, yeah. I tripped and I fell and made an arse of myself. I've already apologised. I was coming out the stairs, I missed the last step, and I plonked myself out into the crowd as people left, and it was absolutely mortifying, and it's not what you think. I just missed a step, and again, I can only apologise for existing.
Whoever that text was from, thank you.
It was from Emma.
It was from another Emma.
Yeah.
Emma, thank you. Woo!
I'm so sad now. I honestly just tripped. And I do have a sore ankle today. I twisted
so
my
good.
Ankle. Anyway.
So good. To cheer you up, we've got prizes with Easy Living Interiors giveaway. Does that make it you feel better?
Yeah, I'm delighted.
Yeah,
thrilled.
Their winter sale ends on Sunday with reductions on sofas, dining, bedroom and home accessories. To be honest, after your new dog is like biting everything, you probably need an Easy Living Interiors voucher.
Amen, I do. Easy Living Interiors is the ultimate destination for designing your dream home. They've stores at Liffey Valley, Retail Park, San Sandyford, Belgard Retail Park, Talla, and Gulliver's Retail Park in Santry. If you would like to win yourself a very juicy €200 gift card to spend at Easy Living Interiors, get in touch with us right now. The word living will do. Then we'll know that you want to come on and play our very, very easy game for you to win with Easy Living Interiors. 087 711 1038. That's the number. Drop us a WhatsApp with the word living right now for your chance to win.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
So, on this week on the show, we are teaming up with Easy Living Interiors. Their winter sale ends this coming Sunday, and there's reductions on sofas, dining bedroom, all the lot, home accessories.
Wait. There's reductions on sofas.
Yeah.
And dining, yeah. But not bedroom.
No, bedroom as well, Dave.
But, like, not home accessories.
Yeah, home accessories
what?
As well.
This is crazy,
as
man.
As we said yesterday, I love the idea of the fact that their winter sale ends on Sunday. I'm like, do Easy Living know then on Monday that spring is coming?
What do they know? Are we finally getting some sun? Yeah. Easy Living Interiors is the ultimate destination for designing your dream home. With stores at Liffey Valley Retail Park, Sandyford, Belgard Retail Park, Talla, and Gulliver's Retail Park, Santry.
On to give this a go this morning to win a €200 gift card to spend at Easy Living Interiors is Simona. Good morning.
Good morning. I was literally just listening to you guys and I was like, I'm not going to get called.
No way. Well, there you go.
Today's your lucky day.
Miracles happen, Simona. Miracles happen.
Listen, what's the crack? What do you need from Easy Living Interiors? What are you after?
A bedside locker.
A bedside locker is an interesting one. Mm. What do you need to put in your bedside locker, Simona?
It's a very personal question, Dave.
Yeah. I mean, just a few bits and bobs.
Few bits and bobs. I will go no more. I will go no further. What's the plan for you today, Simona? Are you off to work or what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm literally just driving into work and the traffic is mental.
What do you do?
I work in a dental practice.
You work in a dental practice. Very good. Now, if I was to ring up today, when will I likely get an appointment? Is it going to be in the next 6 weeks?
Well, I'll do you a solid. I'll get you in straight away.
Waiting list is mad for a cleaning, though.
It's insane, isn't it?
2 or 3 months, yeah.
It's so good.
Listen, to win with Easy Living Interiors, what you got to do is try and figure out. It's almost like a game of 30 seconds. We're going to put 30 seconds on the clock. I'm going to hold up some words. Basically, they're all things that you can buy at Easy Living Interiors. And without using the word itself, Dave needs to describe them to you. You need to tell us what the thing is. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah?
Yeah.
Dave's doing the explaining here and we have 30 seconds on the clock.
All right, Simona, I'm going to try my absolute best for you. Here we go.
3, 2, 1.
It's another word for a couch.
A sofa.
Yeah, it's what you'd put your feet on while you're sitting on the couch and you'd also put tea there or another hot drink.
Table.
Yeah, what's another hot drink opposite of tea?
Table.
That's it, exactly. And it's this thing you'd put on where you read a book. Where you put a book?
After a bookshelf.
Yes, perfect.
Okay,
A1.
Okay.
I know. All right, everyone's going to go mad at me. I said book. There was book written down, but I'll tell you what, okay.
Who cares
is the first point. And the second point is, I don't think she should get the full prize because I said, so we'll give you €185 voucher. I'm joking. €200 voucher, Simona, for Easy Living Interiors. Congratulations. Well done. Good guessing.
You put a book on
this. Yeah, the one thing you're not supposed to say. You're welcome, Simona. Have a fantastic day.
Bye now.
Bye, hon. Bye-bye. Another chance for you to win with Easy Living Interiors on tomorrow's show. We'll do that after 9 o'clock, after 9:30.
I'm so annoyed at myself. Not for saying book, but I didn't sing to her. Simona, wish I had known her. My journey's been etched on your skin. Remember James Blunt?
I do remember James Blunt.
1973. Singing, here we go. Do you know who Mr. Beast is?
Yes, I do, because I've heard you talk about him, because I know you love him. Or not that you love him, but you're very aware of him because he's an online YouTuber.
Yeah,
isn't
I
he?
Like his stuff. His stuff is interesting.
My boyfriend Jack. You feel like I'm always saying that. But he watched some show that he's had on YouTube.
He had it on Prime.
Is it something like Squid Game?
Yes, it's kind of. He did Squid Game, then he also did his own kind of like Beast Challenge thing. It was on
Jack
Amazon
and
Prime
his,
or something.
Jack's
like that.
Dad got hooked on that show on YouTube a few weeks ago, and he was like, oh, you have to watch it. It's brilliant.
Supposed to be very good.
It was his first time kind of experiencing this Mr. Beast guy, and he's
He's big. He's massive on TikTok or massive on YouTube. I think he's the most subscribed to person, singular
wasn't
person.
Wasn't he the dude when they were running into a bit of bother with TikTok in America that he was like, I'll buy it?
He said he might buy it. Like he's a cool guy, and like he flies like economy and stuff everywhere, even though he could could 100% afford a private jet. Mm-hmm. He puts all the money he makes, he puts back into his own videos. He doesn't
Smart guy.
He doesn't spend that much money on himself. He doesn't buy new clothes, he doesn't buy new cars or anything like that.
He's hashtag relatable despite his wealth.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
But I just realised he's living the life that I was born to live. Like, he's hanging out with Ronaldo, right? Okay, he's doing that. The other day he went into the pyramids and he spent 100 hours in the pyramids. I didn't even know we were allowed to do that, right? He spent 100 hours in the pyramids,
would
like trying to figure out.
There?
I'd love to figure out what went on and how they were made and all that kind of stuff. But the one thing.
You'd be bored after 20 minutes.
The one thing. Did they have Wi-Fi? The one thing that really made me jealous was this new video that he did, right? And it's just a short. It's just like. It was just like a minute long. Mm. And basically, he's made a giant trampoline. Oh. And he's had a crane holding a load of money up above the trampoline. And he's trying to jump as many... He's trying to get as many of his friends to jump one person up. Because you know when you can get a double bounce on a trampoline when you all jump together and it'll send someone flying? They send him over 50 feet up into the air.
No way.
And he pulls a thing. The money all comes out of the crate and he lands back on the trampoline. I was like, this is the coolest thing I have ever seen in my life. So he is living my life.
Is he a sound guy? Like, would I like him on YouTube? Would he annoy me?
I think he'd probably annoy you, but it's just because he's very American.
Right, okay.
Do you know what I mean? He seems like a sound guy.
Can I give you a few stats on his Mr. Beast challenge?
Please,
show?
Go on.
It was called Beast Games.
Yeah. That was it.
Amazon Prime Video. And I saw this article the other day and I found it fascinating. He broke 44 Guinness World Records making that show.
Stop. He does that all the time.
44 World Records just gone on the show. A lot of it is all equating to like the prize fund and everything. So
okay.
The prize, the jackpot was $10 million. The winner was going to win $10 million.
Wow.
So that equates to the largest prize fund ever on a competition show.
$10 mil.
There was the most participants on a game show ever. It was 2,000.
Wow.
The largest physical cash prize on set, so he had like a big cash stack,
money essentially,
$5 million in there, and the most expensive season of a competitive reality show. Apparently, it cost $100 million to make because he built his own city, called Beast City.
God, I kind of do want to watch this
lived.
Now.
I watched it, and
did you?
What I feel like it's missing is it's lacking the emotion.
Yeah, no soul.
Yeah, it's very clinical and you meet all these characters.
You need to buy in.
And you hear the stories about why they're doing it.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't, like Netflix did a Squid Game reality
show. That's what
show.
I was just about
I thought
to
that
say
was
next.
Brilliant though.
The Squid Games reality show.
I thought that was fantastic.
I loved it.
Yeah,
made you feel for the competitors a lot more because again, there was only 300 and something. Because there's 2,000 competitors.
It's hard to
give anyone any air.
I still remember, just on the Squid Games reality show, I still in my head were so connected to the bond between the mother and the son. Do you remember they did this together and then the mom left and you're like, oh my God, no, he's on his own now.
They really tried to tie it into how the show actually works.
Yeah, okay.
It was very good. Interesting, okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of annoying me as well that it's on Amazon Prime and not just YouTube.
Yeah, well,
you've got to pay for it if you want to watch it.
I know. All the ads on YouTube though, I swear, that feels like you're paying for it.
Get ready. Spin 103X Golden Digits.
Apparently, it's get ready.
Yeah, we were like,
Gurdy.
Can we hear it again now? Now we know it is get ready. Apparently, but we'll see what you think. All right, here we go.
Get ready. Spin 103X Golden Digits.
It's very fast.
Almost like quite a Dublin accent. Get ready. Do you know what I mean? Very, very quickly. I love it.
Gertie.
I love it. Listen, this is the golden ticket. It's back, believe it or not. And we want to sort you out with 7 nights in the sun. All thanks to sunway.ie, Ireland, a hassle-free holiday company. Honestly, I completely agree. Ridiculous. What is it? We haven't had it in days.
No.
We're going to sort you out with your flight 7 nights at Pierre and Vacances Village in Fuerteventura so you can just kick back, relax and enjoy the sun, which is what you deserve.
Beautiful. If you want to play, essentially all you're doing here, in case you're new to this, we used to play this on the show a long time ago. It went to a bit of an extended hiatus.
Yeah.
So basically the idea is you need to identify the name of the artist and the song of 5 songs within 25 seconds. That's it.
Simple as that.
And these are all songs you'd hear on spin. There's no nasty things in there trying to catch you out. These are songs you would hear on spin all the time. So if you'd like to register to basically attempt to win yourself a week in the sunshine, message us the word golden. Golden in a WhatsApp now, please. 087 711 103 to come on and give it a lash. That's just the word golden. And get yourself ready.
Get ready.
Dublin Travel.
With Just Eat. No time for breakfast? Get yourself sorted on Just Eat.
It's just 5 to 8. Emily, what's the crack out there?
Morning. Starting off on the M50, it's slow heading southbound between Junction 5 Finglas and the West Link Bridge. Tyrconnell Road inbound is backed up between the Davitt Road and Embert Road junctions. There's an inbound delay on St John's Road between the Underground Car Park and the Quays. Rathaus Road southbound is congested between Tolka Valley Road Junction and Ballyboggan Road Junction. And Phibsborough Road inbound is busy between the Fire Station and Constitution Hill.
Thanks, Emily. Right, Dublin, we're into our 11th day in the city and county of no sunshine. It's grim out there, yeah. But I have some suggestions. We're going to feel really sunny after 8. Hang on.
Here we wake up. Spins fully charged. We play the hits. This is Spin. You wake up in the morning. Spin is on.
Morning, welcome.
What's going
Emin
on? Good
Dave.
Morning.
It's a rainy one out there. Yeah. Definitely a coat situation today.
Pretty grim. And it was so cold last night. I went for a walk, me and Pippa and her dog. And we were on the kind of seafront at Clontarf.
Gorge.
And it was freezing. We were walking into the wind for like the first hour or whatever, and I was like, this is just insanely cold. It was ridiculous. And then as soon as we turned around, it was just lovely and warm. It was like, obviously the wind was in our backs or whatever.
Pushed.
It was so great. But it was one of those, I felt like a Sunday on a Tuesday, because I was just like, well, we just go and we'll go for a walk, we'll bring the dog for a walk, we'll come back, we'll have some snacks.
What dog does she have?
I think it's like a cockapoo or something like that.
Oh, I didn't know she had a dog.
And she's glistening now. She's going to kill me for saying it's a cockapoo if it's not a cockapoo. It's something. It's very cute.
Name?
Sadie.
Cool. That's good. He knows the name.
I know the name, yeah. But so I was obviously walking, like, kind of back, and so it was lovely. So I said, well, we go back to the house, we watch a movie, get some snacks. It was like a Sunday night on a Tuesday. When did you do that on a Tuesday? It felt wild. And then I was like, oh, this is old. This is old age.
No,
this
it's
is,
not.
This is when I'm
gorgeous
getting...
gorgeous behaviour on a Tuesday.
But this is when I'm getting to 30 where I'm like, this stuff is exciting me.
Yeah.
I love a little, you know, a little clue that I'm getting a little bit older. And here's my clue, two clues for today. One was that I was like, well, we go for a walk and then we can watch a movie. And that was exciting to me. And the other thing was the other day I went to the shop and bought two blue drinks. And I thought, this is mad. This is great. What am I doing? What have I like?
What do you mean blue drinks?
I bought like a Powerade and a Fanta Blue Buzz or whatever it was. And I was like, I don't know what it was, but I was
so
like...
you had me there and I was like, oh yeah. And I'm like, well, how does that make you feel old?
It made me feel old because I was like, this is exciting. This was what my Monday consisted of.
But
I was
it's actually the behaviour of a four-year-old.
Why don't I go to the shop and buy two blue drinks? Like a mad thing, huh? Because that's what, you know what I mean? Like, you know when your parents...
You're just at odds with it yourself.
Do you know when your parents would be like, say something like this? I'm copying a Killian Sunderman video here now. But you know when your parents say stuff like, well, do you know what we did? We were supposed to take the bus, but what we did is we walked.
Yeah.
And they look at it as if it's the most mental thing in the world.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's what I did on Monday. I went and bought two blue drinks. I'm too sure I'm wild. Sure, I'm absolutely wild.
Were your teeth blue after it?
Yes, they were.
Did you get a real blue tongue?
I honestly, it's amazing how I'm still alive. The crap I eat.
I know, it's worrying. Good morning.
Get ready. Spin 103X Golden Days.
I was off on a nice little break for itself, but yeah. It is back with a gorgeous trip to the sunshine. On
the
offer.
Golden ticket went off with a trip from sunway.ie itself for 6 months, and it's back now. And we want to sort you out with your flight 7 nights at Pierre and Vacances Village in Fuerteventura, so you can just kick back, relax, and enjoy the sun. Go for a little swim, go for a little walk at the beach, go and, you know, go and have a look at the strip.
Sorry?
Go and have a look at the strip.
Oh, yeah.
Go and make a sandcastle. What are you doing on holidays?
I think we get it.
Yeah. We want to send you on holiday. It's as simple as that.
And this is all, as Dave said, with Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. Let's see if we can give this holiday away badly needed, particularly in Dublin, the headlines yesterday, with no sunshine around for quite a while. Michael, what's the crack? Hello.
How's it going?
What's the crack with you this morning? Where are you going? What are you doing?
I'm on the way to work.
What do you do?
Just working in a warehouse.
What do you mean you just working away? You work in a warehouse.
You are Michael and you work in a warehouse. Proud. That's what you do, Michael. What's the warehouse do?
Just work different types of food.
Different types of food, okay.
So a lot of, I'd say, food safety and stuff to abide by there, is there?
Yeah.
How many times do you have to wash your hands a day, all that kind of stuff? Yes.
A lot.
I can imagine.
And Michael, if you won this trip away to Fuerteventura, who would you be bringing?
Probably my girlfriend.
Good choice.
For a little bit longer than I'd like to.
Yeah, good choice. Now, I would recommend...
Yeah, probably a
maybe,
like...
Yeah. I would recommend bringing her because you will never hear the end of it if you don't.
It's actually not worth the hassle.
It absolutely isn't. Michael, what's her name?
Jody.
Michael and Jody. Let's see if we can get you both to Fuerteventura.
Do you know what I mean? Sometimes couple names work. Like, yeah, Callum and Jess works really well.
Yeah.
Dave and Pippa works really well. Em and Jack. And I Emma really Jack like... Well. Michael and Jody are coming over later.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
it's
exactly.
It's a great name.
It's
great
very,
names.
Very nice. Michael, have you heard this game before?
Yeah, yeah. I'll be listening to it on the way home.
Well, we appreciate that. Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
25.
And do you know how many songs and artists you need to guess? That's it. Guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win a golden ticket to Fuerteventura. If the song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. No skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Michael.
Perfect, yeah.
Have you missed Dave's spiel? Because it's been gone for a while.
I've missed it. Yeah. It's a lovely...
It's not really a normal morning without it.
No, I agree. Michael, where are you from?
Ballyferma.
Michael from Ballyard. The best of luck. 25 seconds on the clock.
Go on, Michael.
And song one. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. No, I'm impatient.
So why would you... slowly, young man.
Stop the clock. Yeah. That's exactly right.
You identified that song in the perfect amount of time, which is 5 seconds, 20 seconds left on the clock and 4 to go.
Lola Young and Messi is absolutely correct. You still have your swap available. Let's go for song 2 with 20 seconds remaining on the clock. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Ever since I was a kid, and
why was it... Timeless, The Weeknd.
Stop the clock.
Come on, Michael.
Man knows his stuff.
Yeah, he does. You're a big Spin listener, obviously. Good on you. Again, really good average there. You identify that in 6 seconds, 14 seconds to go, and 3 songs to get.
The Weeknd, Playboi Carti, Timeless was song 2. 14 seconds on the clock, and song 3 plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. I know that this could hurt me bad.
That this could feel like that.
It feels
like I'm falling in love.
Yeah.
By who?
Stop the clock. Oh, Michael. That's impressive. That is impressive. I will tell you that much. But you used up 12 seconds guessing it. Right? Coldplay, Feels Like I'm Falling in Love, was spot on. We are on to song 4. This is the last song that you can potentially use your swap on, but you only have 2.3 seconds left. All right, Michael? So you got to be very, very speedy.
Come on. I think you should defy all concepts of time. Do this.
Here we go with song 4, Michael. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Saw you there just the other night. And stop the clock. Ah, damn it. Any idea, Michael?
No idea. When
you... That is Dublin singer-songwriter Amy. We love Amy. And it's See You There.
It's the one that goes, what's the line about
I'll
Jess?
See you there.
Yeah. If I can't get a train, I'll get a jet plane.
Oh,
because it rhymes.
Is that one?
Because I think I do like planes normally use jets.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I do like that one.
All right, Michael, I'm so sorry. You're a fantastic player. Please try and get on again. And thanks so much for listening.
Yeah,
have
3 out of 5. Very good. See you, Michael. Good luck.
Bye. Okay, well, listen, really good game.
That was a really, really good player, was Michael. If you think you have what it takes to take this holiday off us, then please, golden in a WhatsApp now to 087-711-1038. Come on and take this off us tomorrow.
It's a great time of year when you're kind of making plans and looking at the diary and booking in your annual leave and we'll be going our holidays. This will just be sorted for
and
you.
Your bank account wouldn't take a hit.
Exactly, exactly.
Unbelievable.
As Dave said, golden to 087-711-1038 and try and get on and take this holiday off us tomorrow. Right now, though, love this.
Love it.
Dougie and Denial is a River. You're on Spin.
What's up, Dougie?
Hey, girl.
You know, it's been a little minute since you and
Spin.
I...
Recharged.
Then it's Em and Dave. Good morning.
Good morning.
Mads, and we all kind of knew it because it's been pretty grim weather-wise for the last while. But seeing those headlines yesterday was like, yeah, damn, it sucks. We haven't had sun in Dublin recorded. We're entering our 11th day with no sunshine in Dublin.
I feel like we're being punished for something.
I don't know
what have we done? This is not fair.
I feel like people's moods are a bit off. Mm. You know, headaches, I think, like even just the tiredness and stuff. I think we could really do with the ray of sunshine. I suppose I've noticed it more out walking the dog. I'm like, God, like it's so grim.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, it was reported yesterday that Met Aaron's weather station at Dublin Airport did not record a single hour of sunshine in Dublin in 10 days. Now, large chunks of the country have had like this grey skies, but it is kind of a unique situation to Dublin because in Belmullet in County Mayo they had 19 hours of sunshine in the last week, meaning it's not really extending nationwide. The problem, it's a Dublin thing at
the
moment.
Out in Connacht,
that's
ridiculous.
A bit of sunshine,
out in the West, that's not fair.
As per usual, it's not an official meteorologist talking about this. It's the legendary.
Is it Alan?
Of course, it's Alan O'Reilly.
Yup, Alan.
Carlo Weather, the guy who is so obsessed with the weather and is very knowledgeable about that as well.
I absolutely love that. As a country, we've decided to go to Alan O'Reilly as opposed to the company who we pay
to actually
to
do the weather.
To report on the weather, yeah.
No, we just do it. We go to a guy who just likes the weather.
Yeah. He said, we're really just under some very moist air and some cloud, which it does feel like at the moment. He said, it's not too unusual in terms of we do get a lot of cloud, but for 11 days in a row, it's a bit weird. And it looks like it's only the third time ever that this has happened.
The third time ever? I can't believe this has happened before, to be perfectly honest with you.
And I think, like, I can't remember the exact date in my head, but it's like 1949 or something like that. A long, fado. Now, Saturday looks like we will get a bit of sun. Sorry, this seems like a news report, so we will move on. But I just loved this. Saturday looks like, no, we'll get a bit of sun on Saturday, but there's a storm on Sunday.
Oh, for God's sake.
Come on.
Oh, no. Oh, if on, I have on. Producer Callum ringing me on Sunday telling me we need to go to a hotel or something, I'm going to go mad. Because the biggest storm there ever was a couple of weeks ago, and it was grand. Well, I was
going to share a room again.
So listen, I have some suggestions. As I said, mood, fatigue, tiredness, just everyone's a bit groany and moany, and I get it, we need a bit of sun. So listen, there are solutions I have worked on and I'm going to put in place from today.
Please.
So the other way in the wintertime, when you're really cold sometimes, you just feel cozy when you see a fire. So if you don't have a fireplace, a lot of people will put it on the telly, on YouTube. They just have the fire screen.
Yeah.
Just replace that with the sun.
Oh.
I suggest the baby sun from Teletubbies. Just
very
leave
good.
It play on your telly.
Yeah, and stick the heat up.
Yeah, exactly. I think as well, if you live with other people, just take turns to hairdryer one another. So one lies down, one just gets hairdryed.
Very nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And put some maybe noise cancelling headphones on so you don't hear it and you just think it's the sun rays.
Exactly. Leave all the big lights on in the house, which is normally criminal, and wear sunglasses around.
Okay? Emma
just
Nolan.
To feel.
Must be made of money.
Fake tan excessively, but as if you've been actually sunbathing, don't fake tan your boobs or your bum.
Right.
Like it's a bikini. So just draw the lines of where the sun will go around your boobies and your bum.
Very nice.
And then just walk around being like, look at the colour I got today. Check the lines.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, so I'm going to need to like somehow make myself look like one of them as pink sweets.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, yeah. You can just go for maybe a bit of beetroot dye.
Yeah, perfect.
Or something, yeah. Lather in sun cream just to get the scents. We should wear sun cream every day, but I'm like, lather the thick stuff on all
I used
over
to work with
body.
A guy who put sun cream on every day or every Friday because it made him think he was going on holidays.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
You put on sun cream every Friday morning
every
to get weekend vibes?
To get weekend vibes because he'd be like, oh, it smells like holidays and we put him in good
what
form.
What a legend. We need more people like that. Yeah, exactly. Trick yourself into thinking, into dopamine.
Yeah.
Replace slippers with flip-flops. Crocs out. Anything that you wear in the house out other than flip-flops.
You're going to be walking around. So you're going to be walking around with flip flops. You're going to be walking around with fake tan, but not on your boobs or your bum. And you're going to be burnt.
The
great.
The final one, I think, is the best. I think everyone tonight, right, guys and gals, get into your Speedos or your bikini, and everyone just lie next to the radiators. So it's like you take the one in the sitting room, I'll take the one in the kitchen. Just lie next to the radiator in your bikini, sunglasses on. It sounds like dark.
I could. It doesn't sound great.
No, it's not the most fun.
It's not the most fun, or, you know what I mean? I suppose you could just go on holiday. Have we considered that?
I hadn't actually.
Have we considered that?
I hadn't actually thought about that, no. Look, the sun will come out hopefully tomorrow, but until then.
Until then, it's until radiators then. And fake tan.
And hair drying yourself.
Great.
It's Emma and Dave. And some admin to attend to on this morning's show.
Yes, absolutely. Very, very important stuff. As you know, every single Thursday, we do a thing called the Girly Quiz, where Emma quizzes me on all things girly. I'm quite awful at it now, in fairness. But we used to work with someone else on this show. I'm not entirely sure.
Don't know what you're talking
about. Think if we did, if that's true, that person used to sing the Girly Quiz theme tune. And... well, that needs to go immediately.
Well, the Girly Quiz is on the show tomorrow and we need someone else to sing the opening bit of the Girly Quiz, which goes, it's the Girly Quiz, makeup, nails and...
Breep.
Which is basically another word for boobs, but
yeah,
it's a bit rude.
With a T.
How will Dave do? Will he need you? So those are the lines, okay? And we were asking last week to send in voice notes on this. We've Boss Nick in studio this morning. We need to produce this and get this ready for the Girly Quiz tomorrow.
We also have the beeper at the ready because, you know, we do need people to say the swear word for boobs. We do need them to say it because then we can edit it out a little bit later.
And make it sound good.
So we have the beeper button at the ready. Now, this will all go to a vote at some stage over the next 24 hours, I want to say. So we should probably really get to... to know who our new people are who are singing the Girly Quiz theme tune.
We've got some brilliant singers who listen to the show, including Sarah. Sarah's there. Boss Nick has said in the studio. Let's hear the original voice note you sent us in first, Sarah.
It's the Girly Quiz, made of nails and moves. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Now, oh, Sarah.
You have a beautiful voice, much better than whoever the hell was on that last. Don't know who she is. our boss, Nick, is here. He's the guy who makes everything sound great at Spin. Any feedback for Sarah?
Before we say Sarah, he's very Simon Cowell-esque, right? He's wearing a shirt today.
Yes. I have it unbuttoned to my belly button.
Whatever he says, don't take it too personally.
I've drawn chest hairs on as well.
I promise he hasn't, Sarah. Don't worry.
All right, Nick, some feedback, please.
Right, Sarah, first and foremost, great voice. I'd love to hear it with a bit more confidence. It felt like you were singing it at your desk at work and you were very much trying not to be heard. Would I be right in saying that?
I did think the same, yes. Simon. I did think the same.
Louis, would you pipe down?
Well, I thought it was just gorgeous. I'm trying to be Cheryl, I don't know.
Sarah, are you at work now? Yes. Are you in a position where you can
I'm a teacher, so I'm on midterm break.
Midterm, brilliant.
Perfect, okay. And can I give one more bit of feedback as well before you go for it?
Yeah.
Well, he's some boy, isn't he? Go on.
Just throw the in. Just throw them in.
I'm not expecting that, Sarah. I can only apologise.
I can put the effect in afterwards. Yeah, I feel like
what he means, Sarah, is the word. You don't have to do anything with yours.
You look after yourself with yours, so mind him.
All right.
Planes at spin103.com.
Here we go.
It goes straight to me.
Let's go, Sarah. Give it a go.
It's the Girly Quiz, makeup, nails and how will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
I liked it, Sarah.
Top tier work there. Congratulations,
Sarah.
I don't know why I say congratulations. I don't know that you've got the job there.
Congratulations, you're pretty much there.
It's
you're pretty
a great
much.
Audition. Sarah,
well, we
can
appreciate
reveal
you.
You're through to George's houses.
You absolutely are.
Okay. Going to Hollywood.
Congratulations, pet. You're going to go far. You're amazing. You're so good. All right, Sarah, good luck. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Brilliant stuff. Okay,
not like my Cheryl,
bag.
No.
Sorry?
Did you not like my Cheryl?
I really do like
amazing
the Cheryl.
Pet.
It's really, really good. Fingers on the buzzer for the big beeper again. Shauna is there. Shauna, let's have a listen to the voice that you sent us in first again, yeah?
It's the Girly Quiz. Make it nails and draw. How will they do? Really need you.
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy. Shauna, a wonderful...
Those high notes.
Yeah, a wonderful... Does that... With Boss Nick, does that work, the high notes?
I would say, do you know what, Shauna? You're probably an octave too high. I would bring that back slightly.
Okay.
Because the former singer of the Girly Quiz, they would have sang more normally and then Nick would have made their voice a little bit higher.
Well, yeah, it depends.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so if I was to give feedback, I'd say sing where it feels comfortable and I can alter it to fit.
Shauna, are you in a position where you could sing right now just to so Nick, you know, can hear you?
Yeah, I'm literally sat in my car.
Nice one. That's the perfect place to be. All right,
good
Shauna.
Acoustics in the car, yeah.
Nick is going to channel his inner Simon Cowell. What we'd love you to do is sing the Girly Quiz theme tune.
It's the Girly Quiz. Makeup, nails and how will they do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies. Sorry, let's get quizzy. Oh,
no,
my God,
no,
Shauna,
no,
that was A1.
Well,
that was fantastic.
10 out of 10 from me, Shauna. You're going through to the judges' houses.
Congratulations. And thank you so much for taking our call.
Thank you.
See you, Shauna.
Bye.
Have a great day.
Okay, this is Grace. We were really onto something here. I think we're going to have a new vocal on the Girly Quiz. This is sorted. Sharday is also there. Sharday, let's have a listen to your voice note first as well, then.
It's the Girly Quiz. Makeup, nails and...
Yes.
How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Oh.
Sharday, that was class.
That was really good.
Yeah.
Right. Really good.
Have we any feedback, Boss Nick?
I would say, let's... Are you in a position where you can sing right now, Sharday, or are you, like, in public somewhere?
No, I'm actually in the car outside of the gym, Nick.
Perfect. The perfect place to be, Sharday.
I hope you've had some pre-workout. I want you to give it to us again with high energy and just think that this could be what everyone hears when we play the Girly Quiz.
And Sharday, you need to remember as well, we need to get this right because I can't do it.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Emma cannot
sing. I can't sing, okay?
Yeah, it's really, really quite poor now.
Yeah, poor is an understatement.
Sharday, the best of luck, please, in your own time. Take it away.
It's the Girly Quiz. Makeup, nails and... How will Dave do?
Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Oh, that's great.
Sade, we have got something going, and I think we should start a band. So I will be in contact with you later. Sade, thank you so much for that.
Was never in it.
That was absolutely spot on.
Well done, gal.
I loved it. I think she's a strong contender. You've made it through the judges' houses, so we'll be in touch anyway.
Nice one, Sade.
Thanks a million, guys. Have a good one.
Good luck.
Bye. All right, that's great. So in the bag, three amazing vocalists, Sarah, Shauna and Sade. You didn't actually have to start your name with a sh to
no,
enter.
You didn't. No. No.
What we're going to do, well, we need to go. We obviously, the Gertie quiz is on the show tomorrow, so we'll just get to a flash vote. Yeah?
Oh, flash vote coming up.
Tomorrow, obviously, we play the Gertie quiz and that'll be back as per after 8:30 tomorrow's show. But problem is, the Girly Quiz theme tune, I think, is pretty iconic.
It needs to change.
And we need a new singer for it because something happened on the show last week. Can't remember what.
I don't know. Something happened where we don't actually have it anymore and we need you to re-record the Girly Quiz theme tune. And so we've been asking you that for the last couple of days and it seems to be down to three.
Yeah, we had our boss Nick in studio in the last few minutes to help us out and kind of encourage the people who sent in voice notes singing the Girly Quiz theme tune to kind of give it another lash and, you know, really give it gusto so it'll work and it can go to editing and production today and it'll be on the show tomorrow. So our final three are Sarah, Shauna and Sade, right? And now it's up to you to kind of vote for who you think performed best and who is going to take the big position of the singer of the Girly Quiz bit. So I suppose number one we have is Sarah.
Sarah!
Okay, this is Sarah.
It's the Girly Quiz. Makeup, nails and... How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Beautiful. That is Sarah, okay?
And it's a vote one for Sarah.
Okay. All right.
And then we have two. We have Shauna!
It's the Girly Quiz. Makeup, nails and... How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Beautiful. I like that a lot.
It'll be a vote two for Shauna.
Then this is Sade.
Sade!
It's the Girly Quiz. Makeup, nails and... How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Right, okay, so that's the three.
Three very different ones. Mm. You have Sarah, Shauna, Sade. I do love doing it.
So the votes again.
Sarah.
WhatsApp us. Vote one. Okay.
Shauna.
Vote two.
Sade.
Vote three.
Okay, it's as simple as that. 087 711 1038. Who should be our new Girly Quiz theme tune singer?
All you have to do is vote one, vote two, or vote three. Now, WhatsApp right now, we got to get this done. So we've only got 2.5 or 3 minutes to get this sorted.
Who's this? This is Chapel Roan.
Good luck, babe.
Good morning. We've been coming up with a new Girly Quiz theme tune because something happened last week where the person who was singing it is no longer, they no longer exist. So we have to change it up. And we have been doing just that. We have done judges' houses. We are in the final live show of the Girly Quiz theme tune competition. We have three people. One being Sarah.
Sarah!
The other being Shauna.
Shauna!
And the other being Sade.
Sade!
This is how they sound, Sarah.
It's the Girly Quiz. Makeup, nails and... How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Very good, Sarah.
This is Shauna.
It's the Girly Quiz. Makeup, nails and... How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Oh God, it's so tense. Sade.
It's the Girly Quiz. Makeup, nails and... How will Dave do? Will he need you?
All right, I fell. I'm up on that stage. I'm holding Nicole Scherzinger's hand. I'm holding Cheryl Cole's hand. Simon Cowell's over there. Louis Walsh over there. It's time to announce the vote.
Votes have been verified. 76% of the votes.
76.
Huge. For one particular finalist.
With 76% of the vote, your winner is...
It's the Girly Quiz. Makeup, nails and... How will Dave do? Will he need you?
It's Sade!
Beautiful.
Thank God.
We officially have a brand new singer of the Girly Quiz.
Thank God for that. Thank God. And it's tomorrow. We really, really needed this. Well done. Congratulations to Sade. We knew it was going to be her since the start.
Did you know?
I thought she was something special about Sade.
Yeah. When she came into that first audition, I just went, there's something about that.
Yeah. All the crowd went silent. It was amazing.
Pin drop in the room.
Yeah.
The Girly Quiz featuring the vocals of the lovely Sade forever on the show tomorrow after 8:30.
Let's go.
Here I go.
fully charged.
Spins fully charged.
It's on.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. What's happening?
I went up there to get a cup of tea and looked at the window and I think I see a bit of sun.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. A bit brighter now. It's finally nice out there. Here's something to not do today, you listening, if you're a renter. Do not do this. My housemate, Emer, who's my best friend, who I just absolutely adore, is moving out next Friday. So an emotional week ahead. It's all changed, lads.
Yeah.
Everything comes in threes, doesn't it?
When it rains, it pours.
Yeah, a lot of change at the moment. And yeah, really sad. But we did go to that Miles Smith gig last night. We went for a drink first and we were in Grogan's. We were just chatting about the last few years and all the rest. And she did something really stupid and I would not encourage anyone to do it.
No, go on.
She worked out what she spent on rent since she moved into
the
house.
No, Emer.
She sat down with her calculator and just turned her phone to me and said, that is what I spent on rent in the last 7 years. Don't do it. I actually was shocked because you only pay it monthly and it like eats into your paycheck or whatever. It's so expensive in Dublin. We all know that. But when you actually started working out over the last few years, oh my God.
Oh God, that's so bad.
I just did it there for me.
Was it crazy?
Like, so, what's that now? Yeah, like I'm touching on 60 grand.
60 grand?
Since I moved into that house. 60 grand.
Oh my God.
Isn't that
moved
insane?
Into my house. I'm trying to think. I think, so yeah, about 33 months exactly.
You've been there. Okay,
I've
fair enough.
There
yeah.
33 months. And my rent, which you can do the maths yourself if you wish, I have paid 30,000. 30,000. In 33 months.
It's just, yeah.
That is
anyway, don't
the saddest thing ever.
Let's move on. Callum, how long have you lived?
I'm not even getting into that. No.
There's a depressing start to the day.
Yeah. I've just come back off holiday. I don't need this.
Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Happy Wednesday, everyone. We're never going to own a house.
Woo!
It spins fully charged, recharged.
If I haven't said it once, I'll say it again. I love living in my house. I know we were just talking about how much rent costs and stuff like that, but I do genuinely love living in my house. It's a lot of fun. And to go beside that, do you know when you go to like an event or something and there's businesses there who are like, hey, here's a free pen of mine or something.
Yeah.
I remember a business gave me a free eye mask. Right, I've never used it. I don't really need to use eye masks, but they're one of those things you put over your eyes when you want to go to sleep and you don't want any light coming in.
Yeah.
And I got one off a business ages ago. Never used it. But it was just in my house and it was just kind of like in the sitting room and me and my housemate Linda and my housemate Ben were just kind of chilling in the sitting room.
You're three devils, the three together.
The three of us together, I think it's just like we get bored very easily and I think the three of us have ADHD so we just, well I definitely do, I don't know about them two but I'm pretty sure they do. So it's just kind of just random things happen in the house. So
I actually want to hear, I just think that your house just sounds like crack and messing every day. You remind me of Friends, like the TV show and the stuff they got up to,
yeah.
And also New Girl.
I know, I never wanted it to end.
I never wanted it to end. Keep it up as long as you can. So best days of your life.
I found this eye mask with a child chilling in the sitting room. I found this eye mask, I put it on. I'm kind of like trying to walk my way back to the couch. And Ben says, will you make me a cup of tea there? And I was like, haha, yeah, I'll actually do that. And he was like, no, don't sit down. That'll be tough. And I was like, no, I will. I can make a cup of tea, no problem, with this eye mask on. I can't see a thing. Right, so I'm like, this would be grand. So I know my house, do you know what I mean? I know where the kettle is, I know where the tea is, I know where the sugar is, I know where the spoons are, I know everything. I'm all golden. So I make my way over very, very, very slowly over to the kitchen and I go over to the kettle and I boil it and I wait there.
Just to say, don't try this at home, by the way. Boiling water, I'm blindfolding this. Not a good idea, but just to say that.
And I took the mugs down and I was like, okay, I'm ready. Hear the kettle boil, we're off, okay? And so I'm there kind of like looking around for everything and then I realised the mug is not there anymore and that's because Ben has taken the mug and he moved it away from me. I got it back and anyway I started pouring but luckily for me they were recording the whole thing.
Of course.
Which means I can bring it to the show for you. So Ben took the mug away from me. I got it back but I started pouring but it sounded like this.
No, that's not fair.
No, it's there.
That's not fair. Give it back.
Give the mug. Give us the mug.
You might want a tea bag.
I was picking up the kettle I was meant to pour. I was like, yeah, no tea bag at all. Okay, so I put a tea bag in. I got the sugar in as well because I put the sugar in before. And I started to get a little bit confused as to what I was touching in the kitchen. But I thought I was doing pretty well.
What's that now?
That's the coffee thing.
No, don't tell me.
Okay, it's not the coffee thing.
Am I doing better or worse than this?
You're doing fine. Can't wait for you to wipe down the counter afterwards.
Okay, very good.
So I think I'm doing pretty well, and I'm kind of like, yeah, apart from forgetting the tea bag, I am killing this, right? I know where everything is. I've got the kettle in hand.
Didn't scald yourself.
I haven't commented yet because I'm just about to pick up the kettle, and I have the mug in with the tea bag and the sugar. And so I pick up the kettle and Ben starts absolutely freaking.
Watch your hand.
Now, I see what you mean.
Thank you.
The level of water.
Yeah, you don't, not just that, but you've spilled water everywhere.
Shut up. I'll just find the top of it.
Watch your hand.
Shut up.
Listen to it, though.
There we go.
I wouldn't be so confident, Linda. You're next.
Very good.
So I managed, right? I got the kettle and I poured the water into the tea and made a cup of tea. The smallest cup of tea you ever heard.
Really?
You ever
seen?
It was like half of a half. It was like a quarter, right? And so I poured it. I thought that was loads. I started stirring. I was like, oh God, it's a very small cup of tea. I got the milk anyway and I was happy. I managed to make this world's smallest cup of tea.
Perfect.
In a normal size mug. But I was really, really happy with myself.
So you think that you have a talent where you can do things blindfolded?
See, like a couple of weeks ago, they challenged me to go to the bathroom blindfolded.
Number one,
yeah.
Well, that's easy enough.
A lot of cleaning up, but it was good. A lot of fun. So that's the kind of stuff we get up to in my house, and I just love it. I never want to leave.
Do you have the eye mask with you?
Yeah.
Okay, throw it on.
Okay.
Throw it on.
Hold on.
And let's put this test. You know the studio quite well.
I do know the studio quite well.
Here.
Yeah.
So can you make your way to me and play the next song blindfolded? Okay, so you know now. Someone used to sit there. They're not here anymore. There's Callum. Yeah. Okay, cool. There's Callum, yeah. So that's great now, yeah.
I think I'm already doing much better than I thought I was going to do.
Yeah, perfect. Can you feel the table?
Yeah, okay, I'm with
perfect.
The table.
So, okay, relax now. Whoa. All right, so press, play the next song there if you can.
Okay.
No, wrong one. No. That one. Yeah, you got it. Well done. Okay.
I get it.
Yeah, you did get it. We're good. There's a story doing the rounds on Reddit today, right? And it's getting huge engagement and traction.
Never ever see you as a Reddit person.
I know, but it did just pop up on Twitter because it's kind of been shared that way as well. But yeah, this person on Reddit shared this story. And I'm going to bring you the story that they put online. And Dave, I want you, at the first sign of BS, to call it out.
Okay.
Okay? As soon as you say...
You're on Reddit, BS.
So we'll give it to that as soon as you start, if you call BS. Because I don't believe this story happened.
Okay.
I think this was done for a bit of attention and knowing it would probably go pretty viral. Okay?
Well, online people wouldn't do that.
I know. So this person's obviously anonymous, their username or whatever. And they wrote, "My day started off quite interestingly. I have to share this one. I went to bed a little late last night, but I had to be up at 8 a.m. for some stuff." What do you mean for some stuff? Everyone has to get up at 8 a.m. Like, anyway, go on. I set an alarm, no big deal. 8 a.m. rolls around and I wake up to the familiar ringing sound. Half asleep, I start swatting at my phone, trying to press buttons to shut it up. In the process, I somehow hit the power button 5 times and set off emergency SOS. I'm with you. It's happened to me before.
I'm going to call BS.
Okay.
Straight away.
I have done it before, though. It's an awful thing to do. You're like, oh, I've turned off my alarm.
You've hit the side button 5 times.
Oh, so, yeah. In desperation to try and go back to sleep. I have actually. It can happen. Anyway.
Okay.
You've called BS, right? Grand. We'll move on. The gentle ringing alarm turned into a blaring siren sound, jolting me about 5 foot in the air, scrambling to stop it.
BS. Five foot in the air.
Yeah. I grab my phone, I look at the screen, still half asleep, and I see the notification calling 911 and stuff about sending location and whatever else to emergency contacts. I'm thinking, crap, emergency services are going to call, my friends will get scared, and I'm just laying here naked in bed. I cancel everything and I scramble to type in, phone glitched for some reason, I'm cancelling the SOS before I scare some 12 emergency contacts. The phone starts ringing and texts are coming in. Friends are concerned, but not so much about my safety, but rather that my Pixel sent everybody photos and videos of me naked.
What?
Right. So yeah, Pixel's SOS features are a great way to send pics to people, folks. I hope this gave everyone a good laugh. before anyone gets all serious, yeah, I know I can change SOS to require I hold the circle on the screen for 3 seconds and nobody was upset or offended. My embarrassment gave everyone a jolly start to their day or a fun 1 a.m. booty call, depending on time zones.
Well, I don't really understand. Like, was it, like, did the Pixel take a photo of her mid trying to turn her alarm off?
I think it's a dude, yeah.
That's a dude.
Yeah.
That's why I said him. Taking his, like, in the bed naked?
Yeah.
And it took the photos of that while he was trying to turn off his phone?
Apparently. I don't believe it.
Is that a feature? Like, I feel like that could be very easily debunked.
And also, yeah, like, I understand calling, as I said, calling emergency services, it happens. Sometimes if you press your side button way too much, trying to turn off an alarm, it does set off that activation, unless you change it in your settings.
Yeah.
But I'm just straight away... Like, could I say the amount of comments on this post being like, ha, 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 this is brilliant. This is hilarious. Oh my God, I'm so tickled by this story. And I'm like, it's a lie.
Most things on the internet are.
Yeah.
Shock horror. Mm. Can't believe it. But I do definitely don't believe this. There's no way that's a feature. You know about it.
If you have a Pixel phone, maybe you know better. But apparently 12 contacts got...
If you have a Pixel phone, press that button five times now and ring the emergency services and see what happens.
Don't waste our time for calls to take.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
All right, KFC's Zinger Double Down. It's back across KFC in Ireland until the 16th of March. And ooh, it looks pretty incredible, to be honest. Beautiful looking thing. I'm so sure it tastes delish.
Only until the 16th of March to get this. That's really, really sad. So go and get
less
that
than a
quick
month.
Yeah, the Zinger Double Down. It's full on spice with 2 Zinger fillets, spicy supercharger sauce, 2 cheese slices and crispy hash brown. This sends right up my street.
We're celebrating with cash. We have €100 cash to give away, potentially €200 cash to give away. Reason being,
if you're funny enough.
Yes, exactly. We're looking for a zinger off you, which is essentially just a joke, as it is the Zinger Double Down. And speaking of double down, if you can double down and give us a second joke and it makes us laugh as well, we'll give you another €100. All right.
Stephen, sounds pretty fair.
He's up to it this morning. How are you, Stephen?
Oh, I'm good.
What are you doing this morning?
I'm in work at the moment.
Oh, very good. What do you do?
I'm in, it's a carpentry and wooden floor plan.
Very nice.
Where are you based, Stephen?
Balbriggan.
Oh, very good.
Very good.
Listen, we'd love to sort you with €200 cash. What we need from you is, well, first of all, one singular joke for 100 cash.
Yeah, we haven't
heard
it.
Gotta make us laugh now, so.
Go on, Stephen. Give us that joke.
Why did the frog take the bus to work?
Why did the frog take the bus
to work?
I don't know.
He likes the hop on, hop off? I don't know.
No, because his car got towed.
Ah,
that is clever. Yeah, we'll give you €100 for that. But you know what? We're not going to be as easy for the second one. If you have a second joke, you could potentially be winning €200 in cold hard cash. Give us that second joke there, Stephen.
I've been told I'm upset with talking about airport jokes. My doctor says it's a terminal problem.
Very good. That's very good.
Stephen, you're a messer. I bet you're the class clown in work. Stephen, congratulations. €200 in cold hard cash, all with thanks to KFC.
It's yours, Stephen. Have a great day.
Thank you very much, guys.
Have a great day. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
How easy to win cash.
So sound. We're just so sound.
So easy.
I didn't even find that funny.
No, to be honest, I fake laughed. But it's fine. It's grand. I gave him his laugh. More chance to win tomorrow at 7:30 on Spin. About 20 minutes ago on the show, I was telling you about this story I came across online this morning. And it was a Reddit post that made its way to like Twitter and stuff. But essentially, I was like, I'm calling BS on this story. This is just for clicks. This is just for love online. And basically, this person was talking about how they had a funny start to the day when they were lying in bed, turning off their alarm frantically with the side button, accidentally ended up calling like 911 or 999 or whatever in our case. All the emergency contacts were notified, all the rest. I was like, that can happen. Like, I've done it before accidentally and been like, I'm so sorry.
I don't even have emergency contacts, I don't think.
I don't have emergency contacts, but I have turned off my alarm so aggressively before that I have actually triggered calling like 999.
I didn't even know you could turn the alarm off with that button. I always just do it with the screen.
Oh, really?
Isn't that mad?
But then this person online was saying that from there then, they accidentally, on their Google Pixel phone, sent a photo of them naked in bed to these 12 contacts.
Oh,
and
my
I was
God.
Like, this is a lie. This whole story is a lie. On the back of it, Zoe was in touch though. We were saying anyone with a Google Pixel might know more on this. I'm not sure if you do or don't now, Zoe, but let's see.
Just wanted to give you a heads up. With Samsung Android, I've done it before because you press it 3 times, I think. And I've done it before where I've accidentally sent emergency SOS messages to friends and family and it sends my location and it does send pictures.
Oh.
So what it does is it takes pictures of whatever angle the camera is in, and it has happened to me. Luckily I wasn't in the nude, but it has happened and it is
so embarrassing when it happens, because it's never obviously the most photogenic picture of yourself, and at that really awkward angle where you're looking down on your camera.
Sorry, that's fantastic. I never knew they did that. So obviously if it was a genuine emergency, amazing. 12 people know your location and can see kind of an image of where you are.
This annoys me then, because
now I'm leaving the story. Damn it, sorry.
No, but this annoys me because I haven't got any photos sent to me by anyone doing this accidentally, which means I'm no one's emergency contact. I have the spin phone.
You're
here.
Actually the first person I'd put my emergency contact, because you always answer your phone.
I always have my phone.
Yeah.
But I have the spin phone here. I want to, because I think I've turned it on.
So how many times on the app? I'd say, I think it's 5 clicks the side button will set it off.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to stop that now before it
calls anyone.
Okay. But it didn't take any photos. So I did an emergency call there by clicking the side button 5 times, and then it goes to like a 10 second countdown or something.
Right.
And by 5 seconds, it starts being like, whoop, whoop, I'm going to ring the police.
Yeah.
iPhone will call emergency services when the countdown ends. So I'm going to stop it before it does. But it doesn't take any photos or send it to.
No, what it does though, in the back of it, I can see there is the flashlight comes on.
But is that not really bad? Like, if you were like, wanted to be quiet.
Subtle about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Flashing that I'm ringing the guards,
whoop, whoop.
Yeah. I'm sure you can change it in settings, but good to know. Thanks, though.